if this works right now. Test, test. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's Wisconsin and Lansing in the fifth game.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business. I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
It's another night of Lansing Lugnuts baseball. Happy Saturday, August 27th, 2022. Adam Jackson joining you from Appleton, Wisconsin for the fifth of six games this week. And the Lansing Lugnuts have positioned themselves to win the series a night early as they come in winners of three of the first four in this series. The Lansing Lugnuts 49-69, 24-28 in the second half, taking on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, who are 60-57 and 24-28 in the second half. The host site, Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium. And for last night's game, it was a wild one for the Nuts. Not their typical style for winning baseball games, but they found a way. They found themselves down 2-0 heading into the seventh inning thanks to two solo shots from Jose Acosta and Joe Gray Jr. But outside of that, Jake Walkinshaw was phenomenal. He gets another quality start for the Lansing Lugnuts starting rotation, the 10th pitcher to throw a quality start this year. Six innings, three hits allowed, those two homers with one walk and five strikeouts in 82 pitches. So Lansing was still very much in the game. They needed a little assistance, and they got it. A couple of errors by the Timber Rattlers first baseman Wes Clark helped them out, specifically in the seventh, as it scored Joshuan Wright. Ball was put in play by Saheed Valenzuela with runners at second and third, and Lansing got on the board. Then it was two runs in the eighth inning. The Nuts getting the run in the seventh. Then they loaded up the bases in the eighth inning thanks to a nine-pitch AB from Shane McGuire. And Joshuan Wright this time hit it to the first baseman, Wes Clark, and he misplayed it again. Everybody was safe. We're tied at two. Then Alexander Campos on the next pitch. Line drive right back up the middle, and Lansing led 3-2. They would not give up to that lead thanks to Trayson Kubo coming in again as he did on Tuesday night as the runners were at first and second against Kubo. He got the second out with a strikeout, then walked a batter, and then got a pop fly to right to get the Lugnuts out of the jam. Then into the ninth, Kubo, second straight save opportunity, second straight save notched down by striking out the side. He got Acosta, Robbie, and Scipione, and the Lugnuts won another one-run game against the Timber Rattlers, this time 3-2. So they come into today with an opportunity to win the series and take their fourth victory of the week. We'll see if they can do it. Nuts in the away blacks, while the Timber Rattlers in the home whites. We'll give you the starting lineups and that opening pitch. All coming up next is first pitch just about 10 minutes away at Neuroscience Group Field in Appleton.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
For baseball, the fifth of six games here in Appleton, Wisconsin, and the Lansing Lugnuts looking for a 50th win tonight on the season as they play in game 119. Let's take a look at those starting lineups, beginning with your Lansing Lugnuts. It is Max Muncy leading off as the DH. Josh Von Wright bats second in right field. Shane McGuire is catching, hitting third. Alexander Campos is at third base, batting cleanup. Lázaro Armenteros back in the lineup in left field, hitting fifth. Jared McDonald swings sixth at first base. Cooper Bowman bats seventh and is at shortstop. Saheed Valenzuela swings eighth and plays second base. And Brian Puelvas in center field hitting ninth. The Lugnut nine, Muncy, Wright, McGuire, Campos, Armenteros, McDonald, Bowman, Valenzuela, Puelvas. They support the righty out of Penn State. That's Kyle Verbitsky that gets the ball tonight for the Lansing Lugnuts. On the other side for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, 60-57, 24-28 in the second half. Darian Miller leads off for a second straight night as the catcher. Jefferson Caro is DHing, batting second. Wes Clark hits third and plays first base. Joe Gray Jr. hits cleanup, playing center field. Tainan Hall is in left, batting fifth. Ben Metzinger at third, hitting sixth. Ethan Murray is at second base, batting seventh. Antonio Pinheiro at short, batting eighth, and Jose Acosta rounds out the order in right field. Miller, Caro, Clark, Gray Jr., Hall, Metzinger, Murray, Pinheiro, Acosta, the nine tonight. And they will support the right-handed Alexander Corniel, that makes his Wisconsin Timber Rattlers debut after getting promoted just recently from the Carolina Mudcats. They had a great starting pitching performance yesterday from Israel Pueyo, and it was the same thing the day before from Brady Chanuel, but Lansing was able to get to the bullpen last night and get the late rally to pick up the victory with the final of 3-2. So Corniel will start tonight, making his debut, and he pitched well for the Carolina Mudcats, was top three in strikeouts and ERA in the league. He finished with 124 strikeouts in 22 games this year for the Mudcats. 19 appearances were starts of the 22. And his ERA sat just above 3. He did have 53 walks and allowed 10 home runs, but some good numbers. And he will pitch tonight against the Lansing Lugnuts. On the other side, for Kyle Verbitsky, he's looked really good through his first three appearances. It was his last appearance where the Loons touched him up back on August 20th, last Saturday. He went five innings, gave up six hits, six runs with two walks and five strikeouts. But before that, he hadn't given up more than three runs, and he had gone one run baseball in two of his three starts against Dayton and the first time against Great Lakes. All right, the Timber Rattlers are out of their third base dugout in the home white uniforms, while the Lugnuts out of their first base dugout in the black alternates. It rained all day today, but the rain has held up, so the field is a little bit damp, but it is dry up in the sky, and we are ready for baseball. We'll send it down to the field for tonight's national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars is far.
ready for baseball here in Appleton on a Saturday night, August 27th, 2022, just after 6:30 in the Central Time Zone. Thanks so much for joining us for game 119 of Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Let's get you the defensive alignment for Alexander Corniel's group out there tonight for Wisconsin. Taden Hall in left, Joe Gray Jr. in center, Jose Acosta in right, Ben Metzinger and Antonio Pinero on the left side of the diamond. Ethan Murray, Wes Clark on the right side of the infield. Behind the plate, it's Darian Miller. And then the right-hander, Alexander Corniel, as he makes his Timber Rattler debut. The 6'1", 195-pound right-hander out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Signed as an international free agent back in 2019. And he will face this nine for the Nuts. Max Muncy, Josh Winwright, Shane McGuire, Alexander Campos, Lázaro Armenteros, Jared McDonald, Cooper Bowman, Saheed Valenzuela, and Brian Welbas. Lugnuts in those road blacks with the gray pants and black batting helmets, Lansing written in block gray lettering, silver lettering across the chest. Lugnuts written in silver writing across the chest. Luggy the Lugnut logo as the T. Well, the Timber Rattlers with the white unis, black caps, and white pants, Rattlers across their chest in that jagged writing with the Timber Rattler logo on the right sleeve. Max Muncy digs into the box. And tonight's first pitch on its way. Bouncing ball that's right back up the middle and through for a base hit as Max Muncy is aboard on the opening pitch of tonight's game. And first pitch coming to you at 6:40, right on schedule. We had a two-hit night the other night for Max where he led off the game with a base hit. And two nights later, he does the same thing, wasting no time. Josh Winwright now digs in from the right of the box. The pitch home. Kick back, strike one. It's a little bit chillier today. We've had some more fall-like temperatures today. The most like those fall September-October nights, 66 degrees after the rain all day. Damp out on the field. The pitch. Popped up first base side, foul territory. Wes Clark giving chase in front of the Lugnuts dugout, reaches over, and it goes off his mitt into the Lugnuts dugout as he reached over the railing. And Josh Winwright gets another opportunity. And Wes Clark is having some trouble here the last couple of days, getting that ball to stick in his mitt. He had two errors yesterday that brought in two of the three Nuts runs. That went right off the heel, popped out of the mitt. Corniel's pitch, swatted foul, remains 0-2. A lot of cloud coverage above, 85% humidity after all the rain again in the forecast today in Appleton. Wind just under 10 miles an hour. The pitch, swatted out to left center field. Gray Jr., the center fielder to his right, underneath of it, makes the catch. One down. So now it's Shane McGuire's turn. McGuire in this series, 5 for 15 with 3 runs scored. A double, 3 driven in with a couple walks and 3 strikeouts. Also swiped to back. Righty on lefty matchup. The pitch home. Up high and outside, ball one. McGuire had arguably the best at-bat in yesterday's game. He got behind 0-2 in the eighth inning with runners at first and second. And then he coaxed a 9-pitch walk. Fouled off a few pitches, took pitches out of the zone, and the Lugnuts eventually scored 2 runs in that half inning. Next pitch bends inside. 2 balls and no strikes. Now that clipped him. So an HBP, and McGuire is aboard. It came in low towards his feet and must have got him. McGuire reaches. No harm done. barely got him, and he's aboard with Max Muncy, who advances up to second base. And here's Alexander Campos, who had the big RBI single yesterday to give the Nuts the lead and was the winning RBI. 3-2 victory yesterday for the Nuts. The pitch home. In there, strike one. Phil Pohl talked to him after the game, first-year manager for the Lugnuts. He said he's so darn proud of Alexander Campos for how much he's been moved around this year, brought up for a fourth time now to the Nuts because of the COVID issues in the clubhouse. The pitch slides away, ball one. Campos came in late on Thursday night, implemented into the lineup Friday, and he comes through with the RBI single that decides the game. His fourth time up with the Nuts, coming back and forth from Stockton this year. The pitch. That's low and outside, 2-1. Not easy with all that travel and really not being able to get situated in one spot. I mean, most guys, you may get promoted once, maybe twice, but to think he's come back and forth four different times for short stints, trying to get acclimated, not easy. Next pitch, outside. Three balls and a strike on Campos. So tonight for Campos, it's his 19th game. 18 hits this year, two doubles, two homers. He drove in his ninth RBI last night, the big one, to give Lansing their third victory in four games in Appleton. The pitch home. Up high, ball four, and the bases are loaded with Lansing Lugnuts in the first. How about this? It took Lansing till the sixth inning last night to get their first hit. And they didn't get their first run until the seventh. They have their first hit in the top of the first. Can they get their first run? Lázaro Armenteros going to try and provide it with the bases loaded. Muncy at third, McGuire at second, Campos at first. Just underway. The pitch. Sliced foul, right side. Strike one to Armenteros. A couple of days off for Lázaro in this series. 2-for-9. Has a run scored, 2 driven in. 3 strikeouts, 4 steals for Lázaro. The pitch home. Swing and a miss, in on the hands. Strike two. Lázaro had the big two-run single in the opening day of this series. Helped Lansing go in front 4-2. They eventually held on to win 4-3 in that first game back on Tuesday. Got to protect here. The 0-2. Slider outside corner. Strike out number one for Alexander Corniel. Two down. 96. Home plate umpire for tonight's game, Kevin Levine, Justin Juska in the field. So it's going to take a two-out hit from Jared McDonald, who is hitless in this series. What a great time it would be to break out of that slump. The pitch in there, strike one. McDonald 0-for-11, has scored a run, has a walk, 5 strikeouts. Laid down a sacrifice bunt and was hit by a pitch. Just need him to get on base here and get the Nuts a run with the bases loaded. First start as a Timber Rattler for Alexander Corniel. The right-hander holds the ball behind his back, now comes set just above the belt. Works from the stretch, the 0-1. Check swing, stays off of the slider low and outside. 1-1. Another nice crowd on hand at Neuroscience Group Field. They've been coming out in droves here this week. Almost sensing that baseball season is nearly over. Got to get a chance to come out and see the Timber Rattlers while they're home. The pitch. Check swing off the netting. 1-2. After tonight, just 13 games left in the regular season. If you're not a playoff squad, the Lugnuts are not. Doesn't look like the Timber Rattlers will be either. So, not many chances left. The pitch. Slider. Front door. Strike three called. Back-to-back punch-outs of Armenteros and McDonald after the Lugnuts load the bases, and they leave three stranded and aren't able to get anything in the top of the first. Bottom half of this first inning coming up next from Appleton, Wisconsin, right after this.
His home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Lugnuts load up the bases in the top of the first and leave all three stranded. Kyle Verbitsky makes his turn up on the mound as we open up the bottom of the first. Adam Jackson with you tonight on a 65-degree evening, overcast night after we saw showers throughout the day in Appleton. But the weather looks clear the rest of the night as we get in game five of six. Verbitsky ready to throw his first pitch to Darian Miller. Here it is. Fastball jumps outside, ball one. Fastball curve, changeup, and a slider for the righty that stands 6'6", 235 from Penn State. The pitch. Fastball hits the bottom of the zone. Strike one, says Kevin Levine, the home plate umpire. All white uniforms tonight for the Timber Rattlers. Third pitch home. Popped up, left side of the infield. Joshua on right backing up. Max Muncy calls him off. A step into the grass. Right at the shortstop position. Check that. It's Cooper Bowman out there. Max DHing tonight. Bowman makes the grab. One away. Let's give you the rest of the infield alignment for the Nuts. Lázaro Armenteros, Brian Buelbas, and Joshuan Wright from left to right in the outfield. Alexander Campos over at third base with Cooper Bowman at short. The pinch. Swing and a miss from Jefferson Caro. Strike one. Saheed Valenzuela at second, and Jared McDonald back at first base for a second straight night. Shane McGuire behind the plate. Kyle Verbitsky throws. On the ground, weakly hit towards first. Scooped up by McDonald. Calls off Verbitsky. Tags the bag himself. And that is a second out in just a couple of pitches. Verbitsky's numbers so far this year. ERA just a touch over four through his opening four starts. 10 earned runs, 20 strikeouts, 6 walks, 5 home runs allowed. He has given up at least one home run in all four of his starts. Here's Wes Clark. Pitch in there, strike one. The only outing he gave up multiple home runs to West Michigan, his second start. The pitch home. Swing and a miss, strike two. Nothing to nothing in the bottom of the first. Base is clear, two away. For the Timber Rattlers, if you think about it, most of his outings, two of the four, he's given up the one home run, and that's it that he's allowed. He gave up more in the two stints against West Michigan and Great Lakes. The pitch, in there, strike three with the fastball, bottom of the zone, and that's strikeout number one for Kyle Verbitsky. That's out number three in the first. A perfect bottom of the first for Verbitsky. We're off to the second, nothing to nothing, in Appleton, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
No score after one inning of play at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium. Adam Jackson joining you tonight for game 5 of 6 between the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers and the Lansing Lugnuts. The Lugnuts Booster Club is here, and they are just a couple of rows in front of us. Just gave us the wave. They've got the cowbell here tonight. First pitch, that's a little bit inside. Ball one to Cooper Bowman. So great to see them. Leanne, Marsha, Mike, Carol, all here. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one. Enjoyed grabbing some lunch with them earlier today as they made the trek up to Appleton, Wisconsin to support the Nuts here through tomorrow, just as Lansing is. Got here on Thursday. The pitch, a little bit wide. Two balls and a strike. Bowman, Sahid Valenzuela, and Brian Buelba, 7, 8, and 9 for the Lugnuts in those road blacks. They are, in my humble opinion, the best-looking unis that the Nuts have. Just classic. The pitch. In there, strike two. You can't beat the home whites for the Nuts, but the blacks on the road with the black caps, they look really fresh. Lansing hoping they can help them earn a series win. The pitch. In there, called strike three, and Bowman is down. Three straight looking strikeouts for Lansing, going back to the bottom of the top of the first. Lugnuts loaded up the bases in that first inning, and then Armenteros and McDonald went down watching. Here's Sahid Valenzuela that now steps into the box. Righty on lefty, Cornell throws. Lifted out to shortstop, and a chest-high grab for Pinheiro. Two outs. Kind of a looping liner that didn't leave. 6 or 7 feet is all that left the ground there. But it looped in nicely. It wasn't like a rocket or anything. Kind of like Pinheiro was playing catch. So now it's Brian Buelbas. No score, top two. The pitch. Fastball, strike one. Lugnuts have the bases clear, two outs. Cornell set from the stretch and throws. Slider away, 1-1. Buelbas batting 180 through 58 games. 11 doubles, a triple, and 6 home runs. The Lugnuts continue to say this every night. It's pretty astounding. They've taken 3 of 4 by hitting no long balls. The pitch, swing and a miss, 1-2. Nuts came in with 102 home runs. Yet, here they are on Saturday with a chance to win this series, and they haven't knocked one out of the park yet here at Neuroscience Group Field. The pitch flies away. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Brian Buelbas. It's been a big part of their offense this year. But more so lately, the bigger part has been their stolen bases. The pinch, and comes inside as Buelbas bends back up towards his shoulders. 3-2. Lugnuts have become more of that small ball and speed team on the bases than the power team. The pitch popped up, first base side, foul territory. Back goes Miller, the catcher, makes the grab with two hands. And Buelbas and the Nuts are retired. 1-2-3 in this second inning. So bottom third of the card goes down in order. Off to the bottom of the second. No score at Neuroscience Group Field in Appleton.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
We're cruising right along to the bottom of the second in Appleton, Wisconsin at Neuroscience Group Field, the home of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Lansing Lugnuts hoping to pick up their fourth win this week. We'll do it one more time tomorrow as it is going to be a 1:10 local time start tomorrow, 2:10 Eastern time. Then the Nuts will travel back about 6 hours to Lansing, take the off day, and then head out on Tuesday, probably late morning, to South Bend, Indiana. Take on the South Bend Cubs, who are having a really nice second half. They sit at 32-20 in the second half coming into tonight's play. All right, here's Joe Gray Jr., second inning of work for Kyle Verbitsky. The ready, kicks and throws. First pitch snaps in, strike one. Joe Gray Jr. in game 115. 81 hits this year, 18 doubles, 3 triples, 15 homers. The pitch, swing and a miss. No balls, 2 strikes. Gray Jr. had his 15th home run yesterday, 1-for-3, also walked. That home run for him was launched out to left center field, cleared the bullpen where Wisconsin is out there. The pitch, swing and a miss. And that's strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts to bookend the finish and start of the first and second innings for Verbitsky. This has been the key for the Nuts. They've gotten good starting pitching in their victories this week. Jake Walkinshaw, 6 innings yesterday. The pitch. Inside, ball one to Taden Hall. They obviously lost 13-2 the day before, or 2 days before, but in the 6-1 win, it was Joey Estes that pitched great. The pitch, that's low and inside. 2 balls, no strikes. And then on Tuesday, in the 4-3 win, a great start from Grant Holman. The pitch, sliced back up over the netting to our left, and grabbed by a fan. Plucked that one right out. He had about 3 or 4 fans hands reaching for it, and he got it. The pitch, down low, 3-1. Just kind of lunged back, too, nonchalantly, and made it happen. What a great grab. Well done. 3-1 pitch. That goes off the knob of the bat on a check swing by Taden Hall. 3-2. Second time we've seen Hall in this series, his 4th game this year for Wisconsin. He does have 4 hits in 10 at-bats already. Quick math, batting 400. 1 double, 1 walk. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Changeup by Verbitsky. 3 straight strikeouts for Kyle. The Penn State Nittany Lion looking good so far. Fastball, curve, changeup, and a slider for the 23-year-old. He has set down the first 5 tonight. Here's Ben Metzinger from the right side. Fastball up and outside. Ball one. Verbitsky had quite the career in Happy Valley, on and off the field for the Nittany Lions. The pitch, lined over the head of the second baseman, Valenzuela, into right center field. Joshua Wright comes over to his right and guns it back in. First base hit of the night for Wisconsin from Metzinger. Verbitsky was selected an academic All-Big Ten member from 2019 through 21. He was named the 2021 Big Ten Distinguished Scholar and majored in Supply Chain and Information Systems, graduating with his bachelor's degree back in May of last year. The pitch, up high, one ball, no strikes to Ethan Murray. He's accepted to Penn State's Smeal College of Business to pursue his master's degree in corporate finance. Well done for the student athlete Kyle Verbitsky at Penn State. The pitch slides outside, two balls, no strikes to Ethan Murray. And a big five RBI night in that 13-2 thrashing on Wednesday afternoon against Lansing. Lone win for Wisconsin. The pitch grabs the outside corner, 2-1. Verbitsky made his debut with Lansing last year as he was taken in the 17th round by the Oakland Athletics. In doing so, came right up to Lansing after being drafted. Long hold, the 2-1. A little bit inside, 3-1. Usually you'll see the pitchers kind of like what we did this year with the newest members, TJ Siz, Micah Dallas, spending some time down in the Arizona Complex League just to get acclimated and get a couple innings in before you're assigned to your squad before the season ends. The pitch, up high outside, ball four, and all of a sudden, back-to-back batters have reached with two outs in the second. No score between Lansing and Wisconsin. That wasn't the case, though, for Kyle Verbitsky. He was signed and directly given the assignment to head up to Lansing. So, he came up with the Nuts last year, had seven appearances, making three starts. ERA sat below 3.5. 22 strikeouts, just four walks. Six earned runs, all that he allowed, with one home run. And opponents did bat .328 against him, but good numbers for him. The pitch, outside, one ball, no strikes. Jack Owen, who is expected to get the ball tomorrow, perhaps rumblings that we might see our first debut from Mason Miller, but right now Jack Owen's still scheduled to start. Those two were kind of the tandem pair last year. They came up at the same time. The Athletics signed Jack Owen, undrafted free agent out of Auburn, and then of course picked up Verbitsky late in that 17th round of the 20-round draft. They both came up to Lansing at the same time. They were pitching on the same games. Swing and a miss. Strike one to Pinheiro. One ball, one strike. First and second, nobody out. Or two outs, rather. Nobody in. And Verbitsky hoping to keep it that way. Righty on righty. Verbitsky throws. Swing and it's cued off the end of the bat. Foul. 1-2 on Pinheiro. 54th game for Pinheiro, batting just 190 with 34 hits, three doubles, three home runs, 15 RBIs this year, 10 walks and 50 strikeouts. Maybe number 51, the 1-2. Kicked back off the netting, and he stays alive. Three straight strikeouts for Verbitsky. One to wrap up the first against Wes Clark, and then Joe Gray Jr. and Taden Hall to open up the second, but then a base hit to Metzinger. And a walk to Murray. He's ahead here, 1-2. Ton of options. Maybe we see the changeup or the slider. 1-2. Time called last second there by Kevin Levine. He put his hands up, walking to the right. A little bit of an extra second there, so we'll reset. Crowd filled up around the ballpark tonight in the lower bowl, out all the way to the home run porch in right field. The pitch, Swinging it on the ground to her third. Campos has it, goes to first, throws up the line, and it's picked by McDonald. What a grab by Jared McDonald as he keeps this inning from continuing by holding on a low bouncer, and that will do it as Wisconsin leaves a base hit and a walk stranded. We head to the third. No score between Lansing and Wisconsin from Neuroscience Group Field in Appleton.
What are you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Two innings down and on to the third. Hello there from Neuroscience Group Field in Appleton, Wisconsin. Adam Jaxa with you tonight. Reminder, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler will be back with you on Tuesday as the Lugnuts head to South Bend. Him and I rotating here. Jesse missed this series, I'll miss that next one. We'll be back together for the series finale against the Dayton Dragons the following week at Jackson Field. We hope to see you out one final time at Jackson Field in a couple of weeks, leading up to September 11th, final day of the regular season. Here's Max Muncy back to the top of the card, the first pitch. Muncy takes it, slider in, strike one. Max didn't take a pitch to open up the game. He lined it right back up the middle for a base hit. Next pitch. Low and outside with the slider this time. Muncy lays off. One ball, one strike to Max Muncy. Top 10 prospects according to MLB Pipeline here in the A's system. The pitch. Muncy takes it down low. Two balls and a strike. Max, number one overall pick last year for the Athletics. Fourth hit in this series came on the first pitch of the game earlier tonight, right at 640. The pitch. Slider in there. Strike two. Good looking pitch from Alexander Corniel as he's coming in on the inner third of the plate on Muncy with that off-speed stuff. 2-2. Slider away, 3-2. He's going slider for a strike on the inner third of the plate, and a couple sliders away, and slider for a strike on the inner third of the plate, then a slider away. Throw him a fastball or stick with the slider here. 3-2. Slider way inside, ball four. Tried to go back on the inside corner and missed. And Muncy is on for a second straight time. Okay, Max showing his patience. Didn't swing at one pitch there. And ends up earning his 12th walk. So now it's Joshuan Wright that digs in. The pitch, that's up high, ball one to Joshuan. No score here in the top of the third inning at Neuroscience Group Field. The Lansing Lugnuts looking for their second road series win this year. The pitch, on the ground, hit weakly towards short. Charging Pinheiro has one play to first, gets it there to Clark in time. Muncy slides in safe at second, one away. Lugnuts have played an even 20 series this year, all those six-game sets. They've won just three and just one on the road, and it came a couple of weeks ago against Dayton, that opening series defeat. Then they rattled off five straight wins. Here's Shane McGuire. lifted out to right field, dropping and bounces in front of Acosta. Muncy is held at third. And they're at the corners now with one out in the third inning. So Shane McGuire coming through. He's now been on base two times. And it's Alexander Campos that comes to the plate. So a chance for Lansing to win their second series on the road this year. And it would be their second consecutive road series win after taking down Dayton. They lost to the Loons 4 of 6 in between last week at home. Lugnuts have won 8 of their last 9 road games coming into tonight. Might as well make it 9 of their last 10 and pick tonight up. The pitch, shot foul first base side. That heads toward the right field berm. Not as many fans on the berm tonight. Some younger kids going down to try and get after that baseball. But again, grass is damp from the rain all day today in Appleton. Kind of a dreary day on this late August Saturday. The pitch, swatted foul, hit hard again towards the berm, right field side. 0-2 on Campos. Just a slew of youngsters falling, running, tumbling down the hill, trying to come up with that baseball. A ton of energy out there. 0-2 pitch. Campos chased it, fouled it off, and it's held on to by Miller. Strike 3. 2 outs. Fourth strikeout for Alexander Corniel. Every time that the Nuts have had runners in scoring position tonight, they've had strikeouts. 3 strikeouts now. Can Armenteros change that? The pitch. Outside, ball 1. And the bases loaded in the first. With 1 out, and Armenteros and McDonald went down looking back-to-back. Campos swinging there. 1-0. Slides outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Lázaro has had the last couple of days off. Average a tick under 260. 10 home runs to lead this Lugnut squad. 26 driven in. OPS up over 850. Open stance from the right side. Cranks that bat behind his helmet. The pitch. Fastball in. Strike 1. That's a pitch usually he likes to attack when he gets up 2-0. His 10th home run was a monster shot at Jackson Field against the Loons last week. Crushed it out over Home Run Hill and across Cedar Street. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He chased on the outside corner. The fastball left his stance to try and hack at it. And it's 2 balls, 2 strikes on Lázaro. White batting gloves gripped around his stick. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider got him. And Corniel standing up to the test when he's got runner support and scoring position. 4 strikeouts as the Lugnuts unable to get anything in after threatening in. They leave 2 on, no score as we head the last of the third here in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Bottom three in Wisconsin as the Lugnuts and Timber Rattlers battle on in the fifth game of this series. No score yet. Kyle Verbitsky back out for a third inning of work. Has looked good so far. His first pitch in there called strike one to Jose Acosta. Acosta the nine hitter tonight. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball by him. No balls, two strikes on Acosta. Batted seventh yesterday. Home run in his first at bat. 1-for-4 as he struck out a couple of times. We're up in Green Bay country, about 30 minutes southwest of Green Bay. The pitch. That's up high. 1-ball, 2-strikes. Timber Rattler fans can't be that upset with the A's coming to town. The color scheme is basically the same, right? 1-2 pitch. Swing, and that's fouled back by Acosta. Now, the Lugnuts aren't wearing the green and gold of the A's, but the parent club, these Wisconsin fans can appreciate, matching up with Green Bay's colors. The pitch, just a little bit wide with the fastball, 2-2. Green and yellow of the Packers, go Pack go, green and gold of the A's. The pitch, swing and a miss, tied him up in on the hands. Fourth strikeout for Verbitsky. Back to the top of the order, and Darian Miller, no score here in the bottom of the third. Kyle Verbitsky, one of the 10 Lugnut pitchers to have a quality start this year. The pitch, up high, 1-ball, no strikes, and perhaps another one coming here. Jake Walkinshaw, the latest to do it last night. The pitch. High, called strike one on the outer edge. Verbitsky's next pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Quality start, qualifying as a pitcher that goes six innings and allows 3 earned runs or fewer. Walkinshaw did that last night, going 6, giving up 2 runs. This pitch popped back over the netting and over the roof here at the press level. 1-2. So it shows you the good pitching performances Lansing has had out of their starting rotation. A ton of different guys have come in and out this year. Pitch in there, called strike three. Back-to-back K's, just the way he started the second and has started the third that way. Fifth strikeout for Verbitsky. And the second, Timber Rattler, to go down looking. Blake Beers, Osvaldo Barrios, Jeff Criswell, Joey Estes, Grant Holman, Mac Lardner, David Leal, Jack Owen, Kyle Verbitsky, and Jake Walkinshaw. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one. All 10 Lugnuts pitchers this year that have had quality starts. Verbitsky's 0-1. Outside, 1-ball, 1-strike. David Leal and Jeff Criswell promoted, along with Blake Beers. The other 7 here in Lansing. The pitch, lifted out to right field, not deep. Joshua Wright comes in on a jog, stops. Now comes forward a couple of gallops and makes the catch. And a harmless third inning for Verbitsky. He's rolling here. He's given up 1 hit and 1 walk through 3 innings, but that's been it. Still no score between Wisconsin and Lansing. See if the Luggies can change that when we return to Neuroscience Group Field in Appleton.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
We find ourselves in another pitcher's duel so far tonight. No score. On to the fourth inning we go from Neuroscience Group Field in Appleton. Lugnuts with Jared McDonald, Cooper Bowman, and Saheed Valenzuela coming to the plate in the fourth inning against Alexander Corniel. His first pitch, and the righty slings it in down low with the slider. Ball one. Told you McDonald struggling in this series, 0 for 12. Struck out looking in his opening at bat with the bases loaded. The pitch, high hopper that goes off the glove and pings to the left shortstop side for Pinheiro. He'll have no attempt at it. That was a rocket off the ground that hit Corniel in a weird spot on the glove and then ricocheted completely a different direction. No chance to get McDonald, as that will be an infield single. So there, Jared has his first hit of this series. Let's see if Cooper Bowman can foul it up and do some damage here. He struck out looking in his first at-bat. No score. Top four. Pitch one. Squares to bunt. Pulls it back down low. Ball one to Bowman. Bowman 2-for-14 in the series with a run. Two walks, two strikeouts. He's been plunked a couple of times. A former Yankee top 30 prospect. He's ranked 28th with the Athletics. The pitch, up high, two balls, no strikes. That, according to MLB Pipeline, he was the 21st rated prospect with the Yankees out of Rapid City, South Dakota. He had a great high school career. Fourth round selection last year. The pitch, lifted deep, left field. That ball is history. A hammered home run for Cooper Bowman, his second this year, and Lansing has jumped in front 2-0. 2-0 the fifth game of this series, the Nuts turn on their first home run at Appleton. A no-doubter for Cooper Bowman, as that was walloped out to left field. The wall doubles with sponsor signage to 20 foot tall in left. And that thing was cleared probably up 40, 50 feet tall for Bowman. So Lansing strikes first, and here's Saheed Valenzuela into the box. The pitch, up high, ball one. First home run allowed by Corniel in his opening start with the Timber Rattlers. Gave up 10 through 22 appearances in Carolina. His pitch is on the outside corner, strike one to Saheed. He lined down to the shortstop, Antonio Pinheiro, in his opening at bat. Home run number 103 this year for the Nuts. The pitch, back off the netting, 1-2. Lansing's been waiting for that big swing, and they get it with a runner on. McDonald gets aboard. Bowman comes through, his third hit of the series, a big one. The pitch. Valenzuela takes it low and inside. Two balls, two strikes. Lugnuts have won all the games in this series. They've scored first, and that's been two. A pitch, way outside. Three balls, two strikes. They came from behind yesterday and got out hit and won. We told you how irregular that is for them to come out on top when those two things happen this year. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 5 for Cornell. Check that. Make it strikeout number 6 for the right-hander. So he bounces back after the long ball given up. And now it's Brian Buelbas that steps into the box. The first pitch. Slider. Didn't offer. Down low and outside. Ball one. Buelbas, the number 23 rated prospect according to MLB Pipeline and the A's org. Lugs in front. 2-0. The pitch. That shoots in. Strike one. Out of Monteria, Colombia. Same spot as Jordan Diaz, 2021 Lansing Lugnut. The pitch. That's inside. 2-2. Diaz has climbed the ladder all the way up to AAA Las Vegas this year. He's a talent. And just 22 years old. Expect him to be in the big leagues in the next 2 years. 2-1. Swing, and this is on the ground. Through the hole left side. Base hit as it rolls to Taden Hall. And the Lugnuts continue with their third hit in this fourth inning. It's now 5 hits against Alexander Cornell. It's really going to be fascinating to watch all of these Lansing Lugnuts and all of these prospects, because the A's are loading up with these prospects, some of the trades they've made at the beginning of the year, and now the recent trade of their two pitchers with the Yankees to get a guy like Cooper Bowman. The pitch, kicked back, strike one. Frankie Montas, Lou Trevino, that was back on August 1st. They have loaded up their system with a ton of prospect talent that will be ready, it seems like, in the next year or two to make some noise at the major league level. Max Muncy with an 0-1 count. Popped up. Right field side, staying along the line. Wes Clark is going back. It's the second baseman, Ethan Murray, that comes over, makes the catch. And the Nuts will settle for 2 so far in this fourth inning. Josh Wan right now to the plate. Josh Wan 0-2 with a flyout and a groundout. 2-0 Nuts. Thanks to the Cooper Bowman 2-run shot, his second this year. The pitch home. That slides in on the outside corner. Strike one. Josh Wan hitting .265. Home run, 20 driven in this year for the 5-6 ready. The pitch. There goes the runner. That's smacked out to left center field. Not deep enough, though. Coming over is Joe Gray Jr. To his right makes the catch. And Josh Wan and the Lugnuts are retired. But not before they get 3 hits and 2 runs thanks to the Cooper Bowman 2-run shot. A second home run this year and the first this week for the Nuts in Appleton. We head to the last of the fourth. Lansing 2, Wisconsin none.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
First pitch for the bottom of the fourth. Down low, ball one from Kyle Verbitsky to Wes Clark. 2-0 Lansing on a two-run shot from Cooper Bowman. Lugnuts looking to win the series a night early. The pitch in the bottom of the zone. Strike one to Wes Clark. Struck out looking in his first at-bat. He's had a couple of tough plays defensively last night and then dropped a foul ball tonight. The pitch down low. Two balls and a strike. So, you know, he'd like to make up for it at the plate. 9 home runs this year. Average just up over 220 for Clark. One of the four catchers on this roster. One of four catchers for the Timber Rattlers in the lineup tonight. The pitch lifted deep to right center field. Joshuan Wright going to his right. It drops down, is up the gap, heading towards the 405 side. Clark is around second, and he will stop there. Timber Rattler fans wanted him to try for three. But the big fella slows in with his 19th double, which is tied for the team lead with Ethan Murray. So that's more of what Wes Clark wants. First extra base hit tonight against Kyle Verbitsky, and just the second hit allowed. Well, Lansing has collected five. Two to nothing, Lansing, bottom four. The pitch, in on the hands, popped up first base side. Long run, McDonald coming down the line, and he can't quite get there. And then has to circle and make sure he avoids running into the Lugnuts dugout. Lawrence Butler faking like he was going to push Jared McDonald. Well, it's a little mucky right there by the dugout because of the water buildup from the rain today and the cleats coming in and out, so it hasn't quite hardened up yet. So McDonald had to make sure he didn't lose his footing as he circled in front, and he's got all his teammates giving him a hard time. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss to Gray. 0-2. So one thing you love about this Lugnuts team, you sit, look, 49-69, obviously not where they want to be, but trying to finish the year strong, and they really love playing with one another. They haven't had a good time this year in that clubhouse. The pitch lifted out to right field. Wright is coming towards the line and now sprinting in, and he can't get there. Throws in front of him and then drops to his right. Tries to get it into second. And Gray Jr. is in with a second double. Clark goes to third, had to wait to see if it would hold up or not. And they're at second and third with nobody out in the fourth. So back-to-back doubles. Wisconsin fans loving the video board and the videos they're playing here. Here's Taden Hall. First pitch, sliced foul, strike one. 2-0 Nuts, but that lead in danger now with the first two reaching and in scoring position for Taden Hall. Verbitsky trying to wiggle his way out of this jam. Hall, that open stance before he turns in. Pitch. Sliced out to center field. This should get a run in. Guelbas is under it, makes the catch, and he fires it in towards third. The run does score as Clark comes across. 2-1 Lugnuts. Sack fly, Taden Hall. Guelbas throwing to third, keeps Gray Jr. at second. Here come the t-shirts. First pitch, Swing and this is cracked down the line. Fair ball as it's heading towards left field. Gray Jr. is coming around third. He trots in to score. Into second goes Metzinger. A third double in this fourth inning, and we're tied at two. Clark doubled, Gray Jr. doubled, and now Metzinger doubles. And just like that, Wisconsin has evened up the score. And now Don Schulze heading out to the mound with still only one away. Frustrating here because Verbinski had looked really good. But here is that second time through the order, and sometimes that can do the trick. And that's the case here. Clark, Gray Jr., and Metzinger all doubling. Second double this year for Metzinger and the seventh RBI. So knotted at two in the fourth. Don Schulze out there gathering the entire infield. This is a good time for a trivia question, right? It is the bottom of the fourth inning. And we've been going off today in baseball history on what has happened. Well, this happened back in 1982. Ricky Henderson stole four bases in Oakland's 5-4 victory over Milwaukee, affiliate Wisconsin of the Milwaukee Brewers. That gave him 122 on the season. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one to Ethan Murray. And that broke Lou Brock's single-season record of 118. The record-breaking 119th steal came off which pitcher? What was his name? That's tonight's trivia question. 1982, Ricky Henderson got the record. Who did the steal come against? The pitch, low and outside. One ball, one strike. I'll even give you two options for an answer if you want to give the catcher that he got the steal against. So you can either go the pitcher that he got the steal against for 119 or the catcher as it came against the Milwaukee Brewers. The pitch shoots in, strike two. So let us know your answers. Send me a note on Twitter at Adam Jaksa, AdamJaksa. And take a stab at the trivia question tonight. Who did Ricky Henderson get that steal against to give him the record for the all-time stolen base lead in a season? He got 130 that year in 1982. Two-two. Bouncing ball off the plate. Weakly hit third base side. And Campos going to let that thing roll foul as it goes all the way down the line past third base. He didn't pick it up. He just let it kept going. That's a little dangerous because if it hits a rock or something, a little pebble, it bounces back fair before it hits the bag. It's a fair ball. About three quarters of the line, and then it rolled over the line. But then Campos, he was about 10 steps in front of the bag at third and just let it go by him when it was in foul territory. Didn't pick it up. Again, if that thing goes back fair, it's trouble. A little bit of a risk right there from Campos. He felt good about it. It paid off. 2-2. Bouncing ball over Verbinski's head, but it's gloved by Valenzuela at second. Throws to McDonald at first. His foot wasn't on the bag. He caught it and then quickly turned to find the bag just before Murray got there. Second out. A wacky one right there. Metzinger to second. First off, Verbinski nearly got pegged on the comebacker. Valenzuela was ready to step on second and basically did, but no one there, as that's where the ball came to. Would have been an easy double play. Pinheiro steps in, swing and a miss. Strike one. And then he threw to McDonald, and Jared wasn't quite on the base. Got it down just in time, though. Made it work. The pitch home. Loops in, strike two. So now Antonio Pinheiro stands in the way of keeping this game tied at two. All four runs for each team coming in this fourth inning. Five hits for the Nuts, four for the Timber Rattlers. 0-2. Breaking ball just a little bit up.
Cooper Bowman was three steps towards the dugout. Thought that that was going to get called. Looked like it was just above the letters. Verbitsky's next toss. 1-2, swung on and missed. Strike three. Two runs come in for Wisconsin on three doubles, and we are tied, but Verbitsky strands the leading run at third base. We are off to the fifth here at Neuroscience Group Field in Appleton, Wisconsin. It's the Lugnuts 2, the Timber Rattlers 2.
Sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
New ball game as we bring you back to Neuroscience Group Field. Adam Jackson with you from Appleton, Wisconsin. It's tied at two after four runs combined brought in that fourth inning from both teams. So Lansing took the lead. They're going to have to try and get it back. Shane McGuire digs in from the left side. Alexander Corniel throws, lifted out to center field. Gray Jr. timing it up, and he's got it. One pitch, one out. Corniel getting that first out as Shane McGuire had reached a couple of times. He down for the first time tonight. Shane has had a really nice season so far in Lansing in his short stint since getting promoted from Stockton. The pitch shoots in, strike one to Alexander Campos. Two balls, or 2-2 our score in the top of the fifth. No balls and a strike. The pitch slides in. No balls, two strikes now. Take a little peek around the league or around the system in this fifth inning. The pitch. High, called strike three. Seventh strikeout for Alexander Corniel. Oakland Athletics at 46-81 after a 3-2 loss to the Yanks yesterday. They're going to play tonight at 9:07 against the Yankees out there in the Coliseum. The pitch, swing, and this is looped out to left field. Base hit for Lázaro Armenteros. After a couple of strikeouts, he's aboard with two outs in the fifth. Up at AAA, the Las Vegas Aviators are looking to get back to .500. They lost against Sugarland yesterday 8-3. We'll take them on tonight again at 10:05. In AA, we've seen a number of Lugnuts promoted to this year. The Midland Rockhounds also trying to get back to .500. So throw back to first to check on Armenteros. He's in safely. He's got four swipes in this series. See if he tries to go again. Yesterday, the Rockhounds lost to the San Antonio Missions 14-6. High-scoring game, 20 runs. There goes Armenteros. Pitches in there, called strike two. The throw down is late, and it's a fifth swipe for Armenteros in this series. They cannot catch him. 13 swipes this year for Armenteros. and he's in scoring position. Ran on the right pitch, a slider in. The ball hopped in right in front of Pinheiro. He had to wait for it to get to the glove, or check that it was Murray. And that allowed Armenteros to get there. Next pitch. Check swing. And that is strike one. Game tonight for the Rockhounds and the Missions, 8:05. So that one underway. The pitch, swing and a miss. And that is strike three. So the Nuts unable to get anything going in this fifth inning after the base hit from Armenteros. That's 8 Ks for Alexander Corniel. And we are through 4.5. We head to the home half of the fifth, tied at 2 between the Nuts and the Timber Rattlers in Appleton.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Bottom of the fifth, we move. Lansing and Wisconsin tied at 2 here in Appleton. Appreciate you stopping in for some Saturday night baseball. 7:50 local time, 8:50 back in Lansing, Michigan. Nuts hoping they can win the series tonight, but they've got work to do. Kyle Verbitsky coming back out after giving up those 2 runs in the fourth. A pitch home. That's in there, strike one. Jose Acosta, Darian Miller, and Jefferson Caro, 9-1-2, coming to the plate. A pitch, swing and a miss. Acosta now down 0-2. A couple of big rips. He struck out swinging in his first at-bat and now steps out to take that Cartaya time to settle things down before those 14 seconds evaporate quickly up on the pitch clock. Verbitsky ready. As he throws down low, bunt shown by Acosta, but pulled it back, 1-2. Verbitsky taking a second or two before he unloads. Now takes a little bit longer, the 1-2 pitch. Swing, and that's fouled back off of Shane McGuire behind the plate. Remains a ball and 2 strikes. Verbitsky and McGuire, the battery through the first 4 innings, and now working into the fifth. Another hesitation, and the breaking ball just misses the outer edge. Good pitch there from Verbitsky. Acosta didn't touch that one, but it was just wide. So now a break even coming on, 2-2. Throws, lifted up into the blue sky and back on a play. Really have seen some beautiful nights here in Appleton, Wisconsin. We had a little rainbow out beyond center field right before this game got started as the rain had just stopped. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. 7 strikeouts for Verbitsky. 1 away in the fifth. He is pitching well. 4 hits allowed. 1 walk and 2 runs. 3 of those 4 hits have been doubles, but he is racking up the strikeouts. Season high, 7 Ks. Here's Darian Miller. First pitch, fastball up high, strike one. Right across at the letters on the outer part of the zone. Verbitsky working well. Deep breath as he leans in. It's the peak at McGuire. Shakes off a sign. Now readies. The 0-1. Down low. One ball, one strike. Miller was plunked yesterday for a third consecutive game, giving him 21 HBPs, with tied him for first among Timber Rattlers. The pitch. That's a breaking ball in there. Strike two. That's among Timber Rattlers all time. He gets hit by one more pitch this year in the final 14 games of the season. He will have the most HBPs in a season in Timber Rattler franchise history. 1-2. Up high, two balls, two strikes. We told you, Miller and a few others, four catchers in the lineup tonight for Wisconsin. So he bats the leadoff. The pitch, and that does hit him in on the elbow pad, and there it is. Number 22. Darian Miller is now the HBP king of Wisconsin. There is no Timber Rattler that has ever been plunked more times than Darian Miller in a season. I don't know what he did to deserve that, but good news is he's wearing the elbow pad, and a couple of his teammates in the dugout giving him a round of applause. What an achievement. Jefferson Caro steps in, and the first pitch taken, strike one. 22 times Darian Miller has been hit. Poor guy. He's going to have to use some ice in the offseason. Really take those few months to get ready for next year. Righty on righty, Verbitsky throws. Slice back off the netting for Jefferson Caro. No balls, two strikes. Wes Clark, Taden Hall, Darian Miller, and this man, Jefferson Caro, the four catchers on the Wisconsin roster. And they were all in the lineup tonight. Three of the four batting 1, 2, and 3. Throw back to first. Miller's in safely. Darian leading off and is the catcher tonight. Jefferson Caro DHing, batting second. Wes Clark is at first, hitting third. And then Taden Hall in his second game in this series, batting fifth in left field. Nearly all four of them right at the top of the order. 1, 2, 3, 4. The pitch. That buzzes back. Jefferson Caro as he screams out of the box to the left side, running away. It's 1-2. Joe Gray Jr. breaking up the four catchers in a row as he bats fourth, the center fielder. Caro, by the way, 0-2 tonight. 2-2 our score in the fifth. The pitch slides low and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Well, it was Lansing that came from behind and won yesterday to take the third victory in this series. Timber Rattlers trying to do that today after falling behind 2-0, answered in the bottom half of the fourth. And trying to take the lead now here in the fifth. The pitch, swing and a miss. And Caro is down. 8 strikeouts for Kyle Verbitsky. This man is rolling. Second out of the fifth inning. And now it's the next catcher, Wes Clark. So West digs in from the right side. And Verbitsky's pitch. In there, strike one. Lansing 2, Wisconsin 2. 6 hits for the Nuts, 4 hits for the Timber Rattlers. No errors for either side. This man is doubled tonight. The 0-1, hopping ball foul, third base side. 0-2. Clark swung in, doubled out to right center in his last at-bat. He didn't swing in the first inning and got punched out for the opening strikeout for Verbitsky, who now has 8, a season high. See if he can keep on, maybe get a 9th. The pitch, slider away, and Clark thought about it but laid off. 1-2. Wes Clark, 6-2, 230. Darian Miller, the smallest of the four catchers. He leads off, a 6-foot, 185-pounder. Rare to see a catcher lead off, but He's a little bit less stout. Throw back to first, and Miller is in there. He's got 5 steals on 6 attempts this year, but Wisconsin has really not been very aggressive in this series. They've had some big home runs that have been what jump-started them. Pitch just off the inner edge, 2-2. That nearly snuck in there for a 9th strikeout. Clark regrips that two-tone bat. Black handle. And a tan barrel. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him with the slider. 9 punch-outs tonight for Kyle Verbitsky as he strikes out the side and works around a Darian Miller. HBP. Let's head to the 6th. Tied at 2 in Appleton.
Dan, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No. I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Deadlocked in a good one as we head to the 6th inning. It's the Nuts 2, it's the Rattlers 2. Adam Jackson with you tonight. And Cooper Bowman, Saheed Valenzuela, and Brian Puelbas do up in this 6th inning. They have not been able to get much going against Alexander Corniel, but did have the 2-run shot and the 3-hit half inning in the 4th, sparked by this man. Cooper Bowman hammered a ball out to left center field. He steps in, and the pitch. Up high, ball one. His 2nd home run this year for the Nuts. The pitch shoots in, strike one. 11 home runs this year for Bowman. He had 9 with Hudson Valley. Or, I apologize, his 10th home run. He had 8 with Hudson Valley. The pitch slides in, 2-1. So 8 with Hudson Valley, the high A affiliate for the Yankees, and then had 1 with the Nuts, 8 plus 1, plus 1 more tonight. That's an even 10 this year. The pitch, bouncing ball, hit towards short to the left, and off the glove of Pinheiro into center field. Well, it's going to be a tough play. He had to go like 4 or 5 steps to his left. That should be a 2nd hit for Cooper Bowman. He's aboard to open up this 6th inning. Seventh hit tonight for the Nuts, and the 2nd for Bowman. And here comes Saheed Valenzuela. 0 for 2 tonight, line out and a strikeout for Saheed. Bounce from the left side, the switch hitter against the righty, Corniel. The pitch flies in wide, 1-ball, no strikes. 2-2 our score in the top of the 6th. Thanks for joining us on a Saturday night in late August, the final Saturday in August. We had college football. Week 0 was on this Saturday. The pitch hammered at the 2nd baseman, caught on a lunge to his left by Murthy. A snow cone effort, and the ball wanted to pop out, but he squeezed it. And the 2nd time Valenzuela has lined out. He did it once at the shortstop position to Pinheiro, now does it to second, yanking that to Murray. Tough luck for Saeed. We'll star that next, star that one on the scorecard. Here's Brian Blobos. The pitch, Bowman heads for second, the throw is high, and Cooper is in with a steal. Eighth stolen base for Cooper Bowman on eight attempts. And a ball one to Brian Blobos. So the leading run for the Nuts, 180 feet away, 2-2 our score, top six. The pitch, up high, two balls, no strikes. It is Big Ten country out here. We're just a little ways away from Madison and where the Wisconsin Badgers play. Big Ten football today between Nebraska and Northwestern out in Ireland. How about Pat Fitzgerald and the Wildcats getting a win? The pitch. That's in there, but a little bit too tall. Three balls, no strikes. Scott Frost and Nebraska just can't find a way to win those close games. They led in that third quarter, and then Northwestern came back and held on late. Good game out there. Pitch. That's in for a called strike one. And then, of course, the entire college football landscape gets underway next week. We've got some early games Thursday and Friday, but then the first full week one slate on Saturday. We'll be back a week from today. Can't wait for it. The pitch inside, ball four, and Brian Blobos is aboard. Two on with one out. And imagine if Saeed Valenzuela doesn't get robbed there at second with that line drive. There could be three on right now. Here comes the manager, Joe Arol. That may be it for Alexander Corniel in this sixth inning. 87 pitches, 53 for strikes. And that is going to do it for the right-hander, but he pitched well tonight. Gave up the two-run shot to Cooper Bowman in the fourth. But he's worked around everything else. Seven hits, three walks. And now we'll hope his teammate coming out of the pen can clean up his line for him and keep it at just two runs allowed. Also racked up eight strikeouts. So now it's Joey Matulovic that will come in. First one out of the pen tonight for either squad. We saw him earlier in this series. Matulovic, the right-hander out of Danville, California. 20th round selection in 2018. And earlier this week against the Nuts, he pitched one inning, gave up one hit, no runs, with a walk and two strikeouts. He will try and keep this a 2-2 game. His ERA sits up over six through 33 games with Wisconsin this year. 37 earned runs, 59 strikeouts, 24 walks. Opponents batting .275 against Joey Matulovic. That's Matulovich. Fun last name, Matulovic. And he will work with Cooper Bowman at second, Brian Blobos at first, and now have to deal with one of the top prospects in Max Muncy. Max has had a good night tonight. Reached base two of his three plate appearances, put everything in play. Base hit, walk, and a fly out for Max. Climbs in from the right side. The pitch home. Flies way outside. Ball one. 2.85 million signing bonus for the Thousand Oaks high schooler, Max Muncy. Just turned 20 earlier this week. The pitch lifted out to shallow center field, but deep enough, Gray Jr. doesn't even have to move. had it played perfectly. Two outs. So Max unable to deliver. And Josh Juan Wright will try and pick him up. 2-2, top six. Josh Juan 0-3 tonight. He is 3-14 in this series. Does have a couple of doubles, three driven in. A couple of walks, a strikeout, and an HBP. He's got runners at first and second. Two outs. The pitch. In there, strike one. Bowman reached on a single. Buelbas reached on a walk. Lansing took the lead in the top of the fourth. Wisconsin tied the score in the bottom of the fourth. We've had no runs in the other four innings. The pitch kicked back off the netting. Wright went down to grab that slider. 0-2 on Joshuan. Out of Panama, just as a couple big-time major leaguers, Rod Carew, Mariano Rivera. This ball is sliced right at the shortstop. Pinheiro to his left, catches the line drive, and that is going to do it for the Nuts in the sixth. So they get two on thanks to a hit from Bowman and a walk from Buelbas, but they aren't able to score after knocking out the starter, Alexander Corniel, and we will head to the home half of the sixth, tied at two in Appleton, Wisconsin.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
We go to the bottom of the sixth. Kyle Verbitsky is back out there against Joe Gray Jr. His first pitch is down low, ball one. Taden Hall and Ben Metzinger to follow. Next pitch, foul back, one ball, one strike. Adam Jackson with you tonight for the bottom of the sixth and for the fifth game of this series at Neuroscience Group Field. I appreciate you stopping in this week for Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. The pitch home. That's outside, two balls and a strike. We're going to do it one more time tomorrow. 110 local start will be on the air at 12:55. The pitch loops in a little bit tight. And it's 2-1. Hopefully the Nuts are going for a fifth victory in this series. They can wrap up the series win tonight. The pitch shot up first base side, foul territory. McDonald going over to his left. On the warning track, makes the catch. One out in this sixth inning. All right, well, we told you that
number one
yesterday, Jake Walkinshaw became the 10th Lansing Lugnut pitcher to earn a quality start this year. One of those 10 was Kyle Verbitsky. He's two outs away from another quality start. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one, that being going six innings and giving up three runs or less. Right now he's gone 5 1/3 innings and given up two runs. Pitch to Taden Hall. in there, strike two. He's doing a lot of this, which is getting ahead of hitters, giving him options for that strikeout pitch. He's got 9 Ks. Does he have a 10th K in him? Time called. Kevin Levine delaying the drama. All right, 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Strikeout number 10 for Kyle Verbitsky. What an evening for the right-hander. That's a season-high 10 strikeouts. His previous high was 6 against Great Lakes. Now he faces Metzinger. First pitch poured in, strike one. 2-2 our score, bottom six. The quality start for Verbitsky came in Dayton a couple weeks ago. The pitch, swing and a miss. No balls, 2 strikes. He went 6 innings, gave up 4 hits, 1 run with 5 strikeouts against the Dragons. He is 1 out away from another 6-inning gem. 10 strikeouts for Verbitsky. 95 pitches tossed, 64 in the zone. Does he have one more? The 0-2. On the outside corner, called strike three. 11 Ks for Kyle Verbitsky, and he's through 6. Lugnuts offense coming to the plate when we return. Tied at 2 in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
To our score as we bring you back for the top of the seventh inning. Kyle Verbitsky has been excellent tonight as he goes 6 innings, and we're assuming he's done because he's thrown 95 pitches, 4 hits allowed, only 2 runs with 11 strikeouts, and only 1 walk. What a night. The pitch home. Bunts it down the third base side by McGuire. It's a beauty as it sits 3/4 of the line. It stops on the grass. Shane McGuire has a leadoff bunt single. That was perfection right there. Third time he's on tonight. He is so good at the plate. So now, Matulovic faces Alexander Campos. First pitch in there, strike one. 2-2 our score in the top of the seventh, and Lansing trying to reclaim the lead. They had it once tonight, but only for a half an inning. The pitch, Swatted up, right field side. This one troubled down the line, and it drops in fair for a base hit. Around second, McGuire is wheeling over towards third. The throw is cut off on a hop, and they're at the corners with nobody out in the top of the seventh on the bloop single down the right field side for Campos. His second time tonight on base. Great recognition over there by McGuire to hustle around second and get 90 feet away from scoring. So now can Lázaro Armenteros deliver? Armenteros with a base hit tonight, 1-for-3. At the corners, nobody out. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. The 0-1, that's down low and it skips off the catcher Miller and pops to the backstop. McGuire comes in to score on the wild pitch. Up to second goes Campos. Lugnuts lead 3-2. So Lansing reclaims the lead and they don't even need the ball put in play. A couple of base hits from McGuire and Campos. This is Justin King, by the way, that the Nuts are working against in this seventh inning. And the lefty struggling so far. 3-2 Lansing, top seven. King throws. Shot back off the netting. One ball, two strikes. So Justin King replaces Joey Matulovich that came in to get the final couple of outs in the sixth inning. That's all he was going to work. Got a line out and a fly out. And now King has given the lead up. The pitch. Shot down the right field side. Foul towards the tarp. And it remains 1-2. King, the lefty, 6-1, 215 from Alberta, Canada. Went to Louisiana Monroe for his schooling. Signed as a minor league free agent this year by the Brewers. The Lugnuts trying to get a couple runs against him. Already have one with Campos still at second. Nobody out. 1-2. Breaking ball low and outside. Two balls, two strikes. King was signed out of the Florence Yalls with the Frontier League back in June. So they plucked him from independent ball earlier this year. A pitch, swing and a miss. Oscar Armenteros is down swinging for a third time tonight. First out in this seventh inning. Played two seasons at Indian Hills CC in Centerville, Iowa as an outfielder, where he actually had good numbers, 316 batting average, 13 home runs, 60 driven in back in 2018. Then he attended Alabama for a couple of years. Here's Jared McDonald facing Justin King. The pitch home, swinging a tapper off the plate, foul third base side, strike one. So from Indian Hills Community College to Alabama for a couple of seasons where he still was hitting 268 with a couple home runs, three driven in 24 games in 2019, then in play in 2020 with it being the COVID year. The pitch, swing and a miss as that wafts out of the zone. And then after 2020, transferred to the University of Louisiana Monroe for 2021 as a two-way player. So mostly a position player in college until that last year with Louisiana Monroe. The pitch down low, one ball, two strikes. Now in professional baseball as a pitcher. In 2021, he was in the Northwoods League up in Michigan with the Battle Creek Bombers, where he made eight appearances on the hill. A pitch, swing and a miss. McDonald is down. Back-to-back strikeouts for King. Then, as mentioned, he started 2022 with Florence out of the Frontier League. 11 strikeouts in 7 1/3 innings in 5 games. And then appeared in 4 games with the Brewers Gold affiliate in the Arizona Complex League before being transferred to Wisconsin back on June 21st. The pitch home. Down low, ball one to Cooper Bowman. 3-2, Nuts in front. In the 7th, thanks to 2 hits from Shane McGuire and Alexander Campos, and then a wild pitch brought in McGuire and moved Campos to 2nd. And now Cooper Bowman trying to knock him in. He's had 2 hits tonight, including a home run. The pitch down low inside. 2 balls, no strikes to the righty Bowman, who's got the front of his black alternate uniform dirtied thanks to his steal of 2nd base. His 8th steal on his 8th attempt. Great speed for Cooper Bowman tonight, playing shortstop with Max Muncy as the DH. 2-0. Swing and a foul tip held onto by Darian Miller. Strike one. Lugnuts out hitting the Timber Rattlers 9-4. They've won 2 straight games, 3-2 last night, 6-1 the night before, and 3 of the first 4 games in this series. 2-1. Down low, 3 balls and a strike. Lansing making these Timber Rattlers pitchers work, and they have had a lot of their success against the bullpen for Wisconsin this week. Got all 3 runs against the bullpen yesterday, had 4 runs against the bullpen a couple of days ago. The pitch home, popped up, out of play. 3-2. Now they've got their last run tonight. That's put them in front 3-2 against Justin King out of the bullpen after Alexander Corniel went 5 1/3, giving up the 2 runs, both coming on 1 big swing from this man, Cooper Bowman. Got a payoff pitch coming, the 3-2. Checked it, went around, strike 3. Bowman didn't like that it was the home plate umpire, Kevin Levine, that made the call. But that's going to do it, and we are going to stretch it out and head to the bottom of the 7th. Lansing grabs the lead thanks to 2 hits and a wild pitch and leaves a runner stranded at 2nd. Lansing 3, Wisconsin 2, bottom 7 next from Appleton.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
To the bottom of the 7th, Lansing leading 3-2 as the fans stand up and just saying, take me out to the ball game. The Lugnuts have the 1-run advantage thanks to the wild pitch that brought in Shane McGuire. And the Nuts now 9 outs away from potentially winning this series, but still have a long way left to go. And the Timber Rattlers have to be excited because Kyle Verbitsky is done. It's Angelo Infante that comes in. His first pitch. In there, strike one. Verbitsky was excellent tonight. Another quality start 11 strikeouts in six innings, allowing just two earned runs. Second pitch. Slider in there, strike two to Ethan Murray. Fonte with options here, the 0-2. Way outside. One ball, two strikes. Six innings, four hits, two runs, one walk, and 11 strikeouts for Verbitsky. And 96 pitches, 65 in the zone. The pitch, bouncing ball, gets by Infante up the middle, grabbed by Saheed Valenzuela, throws the first stretch, is there from McDonald, one away. That's going to be a 1-4-3 putout after it ticked off the glove from Infante. Well done by Saheed. And now it's Antonio Pinheiro that steps in. Infante, the 6'195", 23-year-old from Venezuela, throws. Lifted deep, left center field. Guelmas is going back. He's at the track, leaps up and makes the catch, and then braces against the wall. Antonio Pinheiro almost got it out, but not quite. And the Lugnuts stay in front. Nice grab, timed up by Buelbas. Two away. That was close. So now it's Jose Acosta, 3-2 nuts, bottom seven. Two outs, base is clear. And the pitch home. Swing and a tapper, foul, first base side. Well, this is right on par with what's been going on with Lansing winning these road games. Eight of their last nine have been victories away from Jackson Field, and most of them have been tight. The pitch home. Way inside. One ball, one strike. Six of those last eight victories have been by two runs or less. And here we are, 3-2 nuts, bottom seven. Right on cue again. The pitch jumps inside. Two balls and a strike on Acosta. Pleasant evening tonight in Appleton, Wisconsin. 65 degrees, feels like fall. It is beautiful out, and the fans enjoying this one. The pitch slides in there, strike two, and we're even. Maybe not enjoying the score, but only a one-run game for these Timber Rattler fans, and they're locked in here. Buzzing tonight on a Saturday evening, 8:30 in the Central Time Zone here in Appleton. We'll be back tomorrow for the matinee. 1:10 start, local time. 2-2. In there, called strike three. 12th strikeout tonight by Lansing Lugnuts pitching. Angelo Infante comes in and gets a perfect bottom of the seventh as he sets down 7, 8, and 9. All right, we're off to the eighth. Lansing looking good. Let's see if they can tack on some insurance. Up 3-2.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517 877-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
To the eighth inning we go. Lansing in front 3-2 as Carlos Morales comes out for the next inning of work. The first pitch, and the lefty has it lifted out to right center field, but coming in on the run, Acosta nabs it to get Saheed Valenzuela the third time he is lined out tonight. Other two were in the infield. That one in the outfield just had enough under it. And now it's Brian Huelbas. Second time in this series, we've seen Carlos Morales, 6'3", 170-pounder from California. 25th rounder in 2017. The pitch flies in, strike one. Adam Jackson with you tonight. Top eight, Lugs grab two in the fourth on the two-run shot by Cooper Bowman. And one more in the seventh. Here we are in the eighth. The pitch sliding in on the inner third of the plate. Strike two on Huelbas tonight. Out of the ninth spot. Nice job by him. He's reached twice. Base hit and a walk. Flied out in foul territory in his first at bat. The pitch. Swing and a miss. That slider nasty as it came in and low. Tied him up. Morales showed it to him as a strike on the inside corner and then put it down where it was going to be tough for Huelbas to hit it. And now with two outs, here's Max Muncy. 3-2 nuts, top eight. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. So Morales getting all sorts of swings and misses. His fourth appearance this year for Wisconsin. ERA sits just above 3.5. Once he's reached twice tonight. The pitch. Way outside. Ball one. Seven hits allowed, two earned runs for Morales, four strikeouts, five walks. Opponents batting just up over 315 against him. The pitch, way high and outside, two and one, same exact pitch that Muncy just saw. Max with that white sleeve on his right arm. Red and black batting gloves. Sliding mitt in his back pocket. The pitch. Bouncing ball, weakly hit towards third. Charging is Metzinger, and he'll have no throw. It's another single for Muncy. He's on for a third time tonight. Second two-hit game in this series. Got that slider low and in and just did enough. Basically a bunt single swinging there for Muncy. So with two outs, here's Josh Wainwright. Lefty on righty, 3-2 nuts. There goes Muncy to second. Pitches inside. Throw down is high to second and late. Muncy has his stolen base. Wasted no time getting in scoring position. 10th steal in 11 tries by Max this year. The 2021 first overall pick by the A's. Now 180 feet away from making this a 4-2 game. Can Josh Wainwright deliver? He's 0-4 tonight. Put everything in play, though. 1-0 pitch. Twists in low. Two balls, no strikes. Josh Wainwright with a fly out to center. Then in the third, he grounded out to shortstop. Flied out to center again and then lined out to short in the sixth. 2-0 pitch. Morales set and throws. Swing and a miss. Two balls and a strike. Just now realizing we did not answer the trivia question for you in the seventh, and here we are blowing by it in the eighth. Let's go bottom eight. We'll answer that because we did get an answer tonight. So bottom eight, we'll answer that trivia question for you. Two outs. 2-1 count on right. The pitch. On the ground, hit towards short, shuffling to his right. Pinheiro has it, throws to first, and just beats right for the third and final out. That's why we save trivia for the eighth. Well, Max Muncy got the swinging bunt single. He was stranded at second. We'll go to the bottom of the eighth. Lansing still in front, 3-2 in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Bottom of the eighth we go here in Appleton, Wisconsin, 3-2, Lansing leading. Angelo Infante worked a perfect seventh. Let's see what he can do to follow it up in the eighth inning. Now has to take on the top of the card. Darian Miller, Jefferson Kiro, and Wes Clark, all three catchers here at the top. Miller 0-2, but did get plunked for a 22nd time this season, which is a Timber Rattler franchise record. Fourth straight game he's been hit. The pitch. Takes it in, strike one. Nuts with 3 runs on 10 hits and no errors. Rattlers with 2 runs on 4 hits, also no errors. The pitch, shot down the third base side, foul. And it's no balls and 2 strikes. Six innings tonight from Verbitsky. Gave up 2 runs on 3 doubles in 4 batters faced. It was a quick little stint there, and then Verbitsky was good the rest of the way. That's the only reason Wisconsin has scored. 0-2 pitch here from Infante. Popped up high into the black sky. Foul territory. McDonald over to his left at first base. On the warning track with 2 hands, makes the catch. And there's out number one. 4 straight set down by Angelo Infante since coming in. All right, so we said we were going to give you the answer to the trivia question in this eighth inning. Ricky Henderson stole 4 bases on this day back in 1982. Oakland beat Milwaukee 5-4 as the 2 high-A affiliates of Oakland and Milwaukee battle here in Wisconsin today. That gave Ricky Henderson 122 stolen bases on the year, which broke Lou Brock's single-season record of 118. Don Schulze paces out to the mound, gathering the infield. So, on the record-breaking 119th steal, we asked you which pitcher and or catcher, you can give us both, did Ricky get that steal? And it was Doc Medich. We did have a correct answer sent in. From Leanne Cook, we told you the Lugnuts Booster Club actually sitting right in front of us. So congrats to Leanne and the Booster Club as they get the trivia question right tonight. It was Doc Medich. Ted Simmons was the catcher. Ricky Henderson so fast. Mr. Steele. A pitch outside to Jefferson Caro. Ball one. The single season stolen bases holder, Ricky Henderson, 130. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one. Pretty darn impressive. Henderson also in 1983 stole 108. So he went back to back 100 plus. And next offering is kicked back. One ball, two strikes. At 130 and 82. And then 108 and 83. And then he had 119-80. I mean, he was just a pure speedster. The pitch. Outside, two balls, two strikes. 3-2, Lansing leading, bottom eight. One out, nobody on. Two ball, two strike count on Jefferson Caro, who's 0-for-3 in the two spot tonight. Ground out, fly out, strikeout. Angelo Infante would love to get a second strikeout. The pitch, down low, three balls, two strikes. The Timber Rattlers have not had a base runner since the fifth when Darian Miller was hit by a pitch. They have not had a hit since the fourth. A lot of strikeouts. Now they have a base runner as the pitch goes outside. Ball four. So base runner on for the first time in a few half innings. And now here's Wes Clark. 3-2 Nuts in the eighth. The pitch loops in. Strike one. The 0-1 pitch. That's outside. One ball and one strike. Infante holds and throws. Slider just a little bit outside. 2-1. A lot of tense moments in the latter innings in this series, but Lansing so far has been up to the task in keeping the leads in these late innings. Can Infante do it again here with a runner at first? The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Clark now with a two-ball, two-strike count. He had the double back in the fourth. Came in to score the first run, but that bookended by a couple of strikeouts, one in the first and one in the fifth. Just four hits tonight for Wisconsin. They had just five last night and four the night before. So 13 total hits. Last three nights, Lansing has 10 tonight, nearly that entire total. The pitch, down low, three balls, two strikes for a second straight batter. Three ball, two strike pitch from Angelo Infante. Here it is. Way outside, and it gets by McGuire. Back-to-back walks. Things starting to get a little dicey here. A one-run lead, and we'll see what they do here. Phil Pohl is coming out, and that looks like it's going to be it for Angelo Infante.
You know, they say all men are created equal. And you look at me, and you look at Small John, and you can see that statement is not true. See, normally if you go one-on-one with another wrestler, you got a 50-50 chance of winning. But I'm a genetic freak, and I'm not normal. So you got a 20-50.
So Angelo Infante is done.
Then you have
And it looks like it's Calvin Coker that's coming in. Coker gave up the lone run in the 6-1 win a couple of nights ago, but he's been really sharp at the end of the bullpen for the Nuts. So they're going to go to him here. ERA just up over 2 through 9 games. 13 and a third innings pitched. He's given up just 3 earned runs, including one a couple of nights ago, as mentioned. 4 walks, 10 strikeouts. And opponents batting 286 against the right-hander. This is the third time that the Nuts have had a one-run lead in the eighth. And they brought in a bullpen arm with 2 on and 1 out, or 3 on with 1 out. It was the bases loaded in the eighth in the series opener for Trayson Kubo. Kubo came in with 2 on and 1 out in the eighth yesterday. Both times, Kubo got out of the jams and preserved the win. Now, Calvin Coker trying to do that as the sidearm thrower warms up here in the eighth after back-to-back walks to Jefferson Caro and Wes Clark, and Joe Gray Jr. coming to the plate. So can't close the book yet on Infante, but he gave up no hits with 2 walks and a strikeout. He's hoping that it stays no runs, but Coker tasked with getting the final 2 outs in this eighth inning. 3-2 Lansing. One away, and Coker works against Joe Gray Jr., who's 1-for-3 tonight. The pitch home. Pumped in a little bit tight, ball 1. Gray had the home run yesterday, his 15th of the year. His double earlier tonight, his 19th this year, tying him for first on the team. The pitch, way outside and low, 2 balls, no strikes. Go back to that 6-1 win for the Nuts. The only run for the Timber Rattlers came in the ninth against Coker. Gave up 2 hits. Also walked a batter. Trying to bounce back tonight. The pitch. Foul down the first base side, 2-1. Much more tense situation tonight, obviously, with it being a one-run game, as opposed to having that 6-run advantage heading into the last frame. Lansing needs 5 more outs for a win, but the tying run is 180 feet away in the eighth. Righty on righty, Coker set from the stretch. Throws home. Swinging a tapper in front of home plate and foul as it trickled up the first base side. Shane McGuire waited for it to go foul as it would have been a tough play to get Gray. 2-2. Two pitch from Coker. Swing and a miss. He went with the breaking ball. And Gray Jr. swung through it. 2 outs. First strikeout for Coker. And the 13th K tonight for Lugnuts pitching. Now it's Caden Hall that stands in the way of preserving this one run lead in the eighth for the Nuts. Righty on lefty, Hall that open stance, now brings the right foot towards the plate, and Coker spins around to look back Caro at second base. All catchers here, Caro at second, Clark at first, and Hall at the plate, 3 of the 4 catchers on this roster. First pitch to Hall, shoots in, strike 1. Lansing 3, Wisconsin 2. Luggies win tonight. They win the series and have taken 4 of the first 5 games. 4 outs away. 0-1. Swing and a tapper foul. First base side, 0-2. Max Muncy picks up that baseball. And in front of the Lugnuts dugout, he throws it over the netting and gets it to a fan. All right, Max, 20-year-old helping out. Make a little boy's night. 0-2. A little bit low. One ball, two strikes on Hall. He had the sack fly in the fourth and has struck out the other two times. Playing in his just fourth game with Wisconsin. Has five strikeouts. The pitch. A little bit low on the outside part of the plate, and it's 2-2. The two batters that reached were walks to Caro and Clark from Angelo Infante. Now it is Calvin Coker. The righty set and the 2-2. Hard hit on the ground, knocked down by McDonald, gathers and tags the bag at first base, sprinting to get the final out. And Infante is picked up by Coker, who gets a strikeout and a hard ground out, and we are headed to the ninth. Lansing leading 3-2 and trying to win the series as we go to the final frame.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the ninth we go. Lansing leading Wisconsin 3-2. Shane McGuire due up to open up this ninth inning against Carlos Morales. Jose Acosta has moved from right field to first base. The pitch home. Slider outside. Ball one. So they take out Wes Clark. And Arbert Scipione is in right. The pitch, that's outside. Two balls, no strikes. Next offering. That's inside. Three balls, no strikes. So a 3-0 pitch coming. Down low, ball four, and McGuire walks. He is on for a fourth time tonight. HBP, two singles, and now a walk. So Scipione, we missed it. He came in to pinch run for Wes Clark in that last half inning. Trying to get some more speed on there as Wisconsin was hoping to tie the score, maybe take the lead, but Lansing has been dominant in the back end this week. Here's Alexander Campos, 3-2 nuts, top nine. The pitch home. High bouncing ball towards third. One hop Metzinger to second. Relay to first. Inside. 5-4-3 double play. Well, The Lugnuts have had two opportunities this week to get insurance in the ninth. They have not been able to do so. And unless they can get a run before they get this final out, it'll be a third missed opportunity, and they'll have to try and win a one-run game. Morales against the righty, Lázaro Armenteros. Slider in there, strike one. 3-2 Nuts, top nine. Morales comes set and throws home. Slider in there, strike two. Armenteros tonight, 1-for-4, but he struck out three times. Looking in the first, swinging in the third and the seventh. Down 0-2 here. The pitch home. Ooh, that comes in and hits him in the foot as Armenteros falls face first down on the plate, trying to get out of the way of that one. And he is aboard with two outs. Oh, and now Armenteros throws his helmet at Morales, and the bench is empty. Oh, this is ugly. Armenteros is being tackled by Phil Pohl to try and get him out of there and separate him from Morales. And the two teams are sprawled up against one another. Armenteros was hot. And Phil Pohl has him pinned up against the dugout. That came out of nowhere. And now the umpires standing in the middle of the two teams as the bullpens come out from center field. Phil Pohl still has Armenteros wrapped up on the railing of the dugout. Oh my goodness. An ugly scene here. And the two teams still chirping at one another as they have not gone back to their dugouts yet. Well, that will make things extra interesting in this ninth inning. And Phil Pohl says, everybody back, get in the dugout. Phil lost his hat as he went out there. It was Armenteros that was laying down on the plate after he tried to avoid the tag there, or tried to avoid the ball coming in, hitting him. And then he stood up and started exchanging words as he was walking up the first baseline. And then he took his batting helmet off and chucked it at Carlos Morales. And now Lawrence Butler is going to have to come in this game. Lansing has already been down enough guys because they've got five on the COVID list. And Armenteros now out of this game. And the umpire is trying to get everything sorted out. Wow. That's the second time the benches have emptied this year for the Lugs. The last time coming early in the year at Jackson Field against West Michigan. And that Armenteros and Morales came at one another, bear hugging each other. And again, Phil Pohl got in there to separate the two. Wow. California native Carlos Morales and the Cuban Lázaro Armenteros not happy with one another, so the Rattlers are going to have to make a change and get somebody out there out of the pen. But the umpires are sorting everything out right now on who's being ejected from this game after that brawl ensued here. And really wasn't too much outside of the two going after each other, we don't think. But again, the umpire is trying to get everything sorted out. Well, it has been anything but an uneventful night. And just in case you needed a little bit more drama, there's that for you here in the ninth inning. 3-2, Lansing leading. And the two umpires, with everybody cleared off the field, will walk over to Phil Pohl first to explain who has been ejected. Kevin Levine, Justin Juska, the two umps in this series. Surely Lázaro Armenteros has been tossed. Did anybody else get tossed? Phil Pohl doesn't look too upset. It looks like it should just be Armenteros, we believe. Now the umpiring crew will walk across to the other side of the field and meet Joe Arolt, the manager for Wisconsin, to go over what they've taken out of the two teams meeting out of the dugouts. Right up the first base side. Look like Lawrence Butler is set to come out and take over for Lázaro Armenteros. All right, so they've done. They're talking with A-Roll. And there's the point to both dugouts as they've been warned. And now we're ready to go. So Wisconsin will get back on the field. Lansing will have, we believe, Lawrence Butler at first base to come into this game with two outs. And it's Jared McDonald that's coming to the plate. Oh, Morales has not been tossed. Oh, so Morales is coming back out here. So it looks like it's just Lázaro Armenteros that's been tossed. So Carlos Morales, after he just met with Armenteros halfway down the first baseline, those two locked going after another, is now coming back out to pitch here to get the final out in this ninth inning. Wow. Armenteros certainly instigated everything, but surprised that Morales is still in this game. Some long toss going on down the third base side. I'm not sure what we're waiting for now. Looks like a new catcher. Okay, so new catcher into the game here. And that's just going to be Jefferson Caro, the DH. Has swung to catcher. Maybe it was Darian Miller that got ejected because he is no longer catching. He wasn't taken out in the last half inning. So they've saved Morales. Morales is not out, but Darian Miller has been ejected. Okay, so there it is. Miller out of the game. There's no word on if Armenteros actually got ejected or not, or if Phil Pohl just took him out of the game. Only word we have is that Darian Miller has been ejected. So Jefferson Caro, now the new catcher. Dugouts just emptied on an HBP that hit Lázaro Armenteros. Lawrence Butler has come in to run for Armenteros. And we still have an out to go in this top of the ninth. Jared McDonald, after all of that, coming to the plate, and we resume. 3-2 nuts in the top of the ninth. Butler is at first base. And the pitch from Morales. Floats high and outside. Ball one. Let's see if we get any more fireworks before this game is over. Four outs left to go, unless we get extras. 1-0 pitch. Tapper foul. One ball, one strike. McDonald got his first hit of this series. Screamer that went back off one hop. That was knocked by Corniel and went over towards shortstop, and then a two-run homer ensued after that from Cooper Bowman. The pitch. Hard hit on the ground towards third. Swept up by Metzinger. Goes to second. Grabbed by Murray. And that's going to do it. Bottom of the ninth coming up. Lansing trying to hold on for another one-run victory. They're up 3-2. Calvin Coker coming back out to try and nail down the save. We'll see if they can do it when we return from Appleton, Wisconsin.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Three outs to be had for a series win in Appleton for the Lansing Lugnuts. Can they get the job done? A one-run lead for a third time heading into the ninth. The first two nailed down by Trayson Kubo. Now it's Calvin Coker. He faces Ben Metzinger. And the first pitch in there down low, ball one. Ethan Murray, Antonio Pinheiro, the scheduled batters to follow. Dugouts just emptied in the top half of this inning after Lázaro Armenteros was hit. The pitch shoots in on the outside part of the plate. Strike one. Coker came in with runners at first and second in the eighth and then got a strikeout and a hard hit ground out to McDonald at first. The pitch, slider just away. Two balls and a strike. Lansing looking to win their second straight road series and their second road series this year. And just their fourth series overall. The pitch. In there, strike two. Metzinger, 2-for-3 tonight. Base hit and an RBI double. Then became the 11th and final strikeout for Kyle Verbitsky. The pitch home. Slides away, and it's 3-2. Last night, Trayson Kubo struck out the side in the ninth. He did that on Tuesday as well. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a tapper, foul. And we'll do the payoff once again to Metzinger. The pitch. Lifted deep out to center field to his left. Puelbas is there to make the catch. One away. That ball was punished. And the Lugnuts playing no doubles depth. And that helped out Welbas to be in the right spot. By the way, Lawrence Butler into the game in right field. Joshua Wright swings to left. Here's Ethan Murray. First pitch. Shoots in, strike one. 3-2 Nuts. We're in the bottom of the ninth inning in Appleton, Wisconsin. Lugnuts win. They win the series. Game 5 of 6 will play again tomorrow, 1:10 local time. The pitch popped up, shallow left center field, long run, overcomes right, and it's Welbas that makes the catch. Two outs. So Bryant's got the first two outs. And now it's Antonio Pinheiro. Nearly had a home run earlier in this game, but Welbas caught it on the track, jumping into the wall. A ground out, a strikeout, a flyout. Lansing an out away from a series victory. The pitch. In there, strike one. Nuts have won three of the first four in this series and two straight. Bases clear, two outs, 3-2 Lugnuts. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Wisconsin down to a final strike. Lansing looking for a third one-run win in Appleton, and for a second straight night, a 3-2 win. Two outs, bases clear, and an 0-2 count to Antonio Pinheiro. Calvin Coker needs one more strike. The pitch home. Swing, and it's tapped foul up over the dugout for the Nuts. First base side. Remains no balls, two strikes. Coker has been effective. 22 pitches, 15 strikes since coming in the eighth inning with one out and two on. 0-2. Swing and a miss in the dirt. Tagged out by McGuire, and this game's over. This series has been won by the Lansing Lugnuts, and a third straight victory for the Lansing Lugnuts. A final tonight from Appleton, 3-2, Lansing wins. And they have won four of the first five. They've won back-to-back road series, and they have won their fourth series of the year and their third one-run victory this week against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. We'll give you the final figures when we come back. Lansing with win number 50 of the season. Final score, 3-2 over Wisconsin.
Kids presents what to expect when you're expecting a teenager learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Another victory for the Lansing Lugnuts tonight. Another victory in a road series tonight. Lansing 3, Wisconsin 2. Adam Jackson with you here on the postgame show as the Nuts nail down a third straight victory and pick up their 50th win of the year. Now 50-69, Wisconsin falls to 60-58 in a game that lasted 2 hours and 33 minutes in front of 4,261 fans tonight. The Nuts get the job done. Cooper Bowman hit his second home run of the season, a two-run shot in the fourth. That opened up the scoring after Jared McDonald got his first hit of the series. 2-0 Lansing, but then the lead did not last long as Wisconsin had three doubles in the fourth against Kyle Verbitsky, really the only trouble he had all night long. Clark and Gray Jr. doubled, and then Metzinger doubled in Gray Jr. after Wes Clark scored on the sack fly from Taden Hall. So it was 2-2 until we got to the seventh inning. But before we got to the seventh, Kyle Verbitsky had another quality start. Six innings, gave up four hits, two runs, one walk, and how about a season high, 11 strikeouts? How about a pro high 11 strikeouts for Kyle Verbitsky. My goodness, what a night on 96 pitches, 65 of which were in the zone. He gets 11 Ks to turn it over to Angelo Infante and Calvin Coker. Well, into that seventh inning, Lansing got runners at first and second. Shane McGuire and Alexander Campos both singled. McGuire, though, on the bloop single from Campos, sprinted to third. So they're at the corners with nobody out. And then a wild pitch to Lázaro Armenteros brings in McGuire, 3-2. That, the final run of this game, the winning run for the Lansing Lugnuts. And then into the eighth inning we go. In that eighth, Calvin Coker comes in after Angelo Infante had a perfect seventh, but then walked two batters in the eighth. Coker gets a strikeout and a ground out, and we head to the ninth, and that's when things got started in terms of drama. There were two outs in the inning in that ninth inning after Campos grounded into a double play. McGuire had been walked. Armenteros got hit on the foot, stood up, started walking down to first, and then chatting with Carlos Morales, and then took off his helmet and chucked it at Morales, and then those two met, and the entire teams emptied out of the dugout and bullpen area on the first base side. Phil Pohl had to bear hug Armenteros to get him out of there, pinned him against the fronting of the dugout. And in that spat between both teams, Darian Miller, the catcher for Wisconsin, was ejected. And then into the bottom of the ninth, after we got through all of that, Calvin Coker says, let me just brisk through here with no problem. He gets a line out, a fly out, and a strikeout. And for a third time this week, the Nuts beat the Timber Rattlers by a run, and they do so giving up no runs in the ninth. And for a second straight night, they beat the Timber Rattlers 3-2. Lansing with 3 runs on 10 hits, no errors. Wisconsin 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors. Kyle Verbitsky gets the win. He's now 2-1 on the season. The loss goes to Justin King, 1-1, and the save to Calvin Coker, his third this year. Lansing stranded 12 base runners, while Wisconsin stranded 6. And that's going to wrap up our night here from Wisconsin as they get the fireworks ready to shoot off here at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox Cities Stadium. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to do it one more time from Appleton, Wisconsin tomorrow. Get up early with us on your Sunday, the final Sunday in August. August 28th, 2022 is tomorrow. Our pregame begins at 12:55 local time. First pitch at 1:10 as the Nuts look to win 5 of 6 on the road for a second straight road series. We'll see if they can do it. Jack Owen is listed as the starter, but we believe that we could see Mason Miller, the 2021 third rounder from Pittsburgh out of Gardner-Webb. He is expected to potentially get the ball tomorrow. They're still trying to work everything out, so you'll just have to tune in to find out and see if the Lugnuts can win their 5th of 6 against Wisconsin. Thanks so much for spending your Saturday night with us. I'm Adam Jackson. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Until then, so long from Appleton, Wisconsin.